Parker, our favorite topic. But as we introduce the final band of our Charlie Parker Jazz Festival number 3, I feel forced once again to point out that today is the president's birthday, Lester Young. And it's Prez's Day too, and Prez is connected to birds. And we felt a little bit weird about having a Charlie Parker Festival on Lester Young, the president's birthday. So we decided to have not one, but two people named Washington on the bandstand. And they are our rhythm section team. The presidents of the rhythm on the bass, Mr. Peter Washington. And his birthday comes 3 months before Charlie Parker's, not that he's older than Bird, every year. On the percussion, Mr. Kenny Washington. Here on the President's Day. Now, somebody once said, you know, like, hey, you were on the air and then you were here talking live. Were you live on the air? And I said, yeah, that was me and I'm here now too. But this fella, who also can play music with a wizardry that you're going to enjoy, was at Lincoln Center. He's on television live playing in Lincoln Center, took a car up to Birdland, played a live set, we broadcast it on the radio, went back and finished the concert. So I have been cut by the best, and the best is Charles McPherson. Speaking of the best, if your life depended on it, and you had to have a pianist play music right now, and if you guessed wrong, you'd die, who would you get? Anybody want to die? How about say it louder? Hank Jones on the piano. Ladies and gentlemen, in our closing set at the second of these festivals last year, you witnessed some history that was unplanned and was splendid. Now, I'm not sure if this is splendid, but there's a trooper there about to attempt to play his vibraharp without a motor. And he is about to make jazz history, and you're here. You see, we live in an unusual time. All of the innovators of that instrument are currently alive and active. And you may know that Lionel Hampton is around, and that the great Red Norvo is around. And Red Norvo doesn't like the motor on the vibes. He tends to leave it off. I think he left it on only on one record. So we now have the reigning king of the vibes. In the era of the prophets, himself, the majesty of the instrument, coming forward, and as he points out, you know, Gary Burton likes to play without the motor too. With not one or two hands tied behind his back, but with half his instrument not present, you still will hear the best. And if your life depended on it, you'd still want him to play the vibes for you. This is Bags, Milt Jackson. Thank you.
Yeah, that was one of our most famous compositions written by the great Charlie Parker himself, Confirmation. And we were going to play another song he was very closely associated with, East of the Sun and West of the Moon.
Thank you. We'd like to slow down the pace right now and have a discussion on Marx and Engels. No. That was a joke. No, I was kidding. We're going to feature our marvelous, genius vibist, Mr. Milt Jackson, on a very beautiful composition written by Thelonious Monk, entitled, the standard, of course, Around About Midnight. Roundabout Midnight.
On the alto saxophone, and over there at the piano is Hank Jones. We've got a witching hour here of 7 o'clock, but we're trying to negotiate with the authorities to stretch it out a little bit. And before, I was wondering, as long as we've been singing the praises of Hank Jones, that would he like to grace us with maybe a softer turn at the piano, and then maybe we could do Lester Leaps In to wrap it all up?
Thank you.
As we conclude our concert, I'd like to point out that some of these people actually made some pretty magical music with both Charlie Parker and Lester Young, Hank Jones for one, and this fellow who fought it out without the motor on the first number, which was Charlie Parker's confirmation. So it was sort of like Milt Jackson a la Red Norvo, who actually threw Bird an early record date. But, you know, Bird's not even on the first version of Confirmation. He didn't show up at the record date, but he did. Milt Jackson. And as we pointed out, today, although Charlie Parker Jazz Festival Day here at Tompkins Square Park, it's also the president's birthday, Lester Young. And this is going to be Lester Leaps In, the finale. Enjoy it.
You know that? Maybe I got to hear something.
Thank you.
Lester Lee Tin, Kenny Washington, drums for the president, Lester Young. Peter Washington on bass for the president, Lester Young. And for our Yardbird, how about Charles McPherson on alto saxophone? And speak of the heritage, Hank Jones, Milt Jackson. Thank you very much. We'll see you 1 year from today, Charlie Falca Jazz Festival number 4.
Thelonious Monk and Milt Jackson, with whom he recorded early on in his career. He was an original jazz messenger with Art Blakey and is a master of the bebop tradition, but also considered the father of funky jazz. As a matter of fact, some hip-hop artists have sampled tracks from some of his albums. His latest CD is called Sentimental Journey on Columbia Records. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Lou Donaldson. Lou Donaldson. Thank you.
Almost to Mississippi. Only New Yorker in the band, Peter Bernstein from Uptown. Our drummer is Mr. Fukushi Tanaka. You can tell by that name he's from Alabama. This is a jazz group here this afternoon, no Kenny G, nor G. Sanborn or newborn? Yeah, I might get a little newborn in, but not Sanborn. If you'd like to play one of our latest records, you can be found across the street. You already got it? Oh, yeah? Sentimental Journey. Well, we just made a new one yesterday. X-rated record. You gonna buy that too? Uh-oh. Called I'm Dancing With Tears In My Eyes Because The Girl In My Arms Is A Boy. You couldn't get that in the store. Had to buy that off the street. All right, here we go with one of our sides from the Sentimental Journey album, a little tune, Little Suede Shoes. Come on, man.
I saw a pretty little girl today. She only lived a half a block away. Although we didn't get the chance to speak, I knew one day that we would finally meet. I used to see her on the busy streets while I walked to school with a steady beat. All the fellas that she passed would speak, cause she looked good to everyone she meet. I tried to tell her that I loved the way she looked, but I could never get the chance. I only wish that we could someday be together, maybe start a sweet romance. I saw that pretty little girl today. You can't believe I had a lot to say. Now if we only get the chance to speak, I'd wipe that girl right from off her feet. There was a beautiful day in September. Now I was busy gazing out the window. Then all of a sudden as I looked into the corner, I could see her walking down the street. My, she was pretty. I ran to the corner to say, if I can find you, gonna leave my school. Wow, she looked sweet. Getting the bus. And my heart started pounding, the bus stopped moving the minute she would be gone. And the cops said, "Come here, cab." But meanwhile, the cabbie caught a red light. Oh yes, he let her get away. What are you gonna do? I just want to see her one more time. But to get closer, so that I can tell her the way I feel. I'm so excited, so excited, so excited. Yes, I can. It's really driving me crazy. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? they speak. I knew one day that we would finally meet. I used to see her on the busy streets. I walked this moving with a steady beat. All the fellas that she passed would speak up. She got good to everyone she meet. I tried to tell her that I love her when she looked like I would never get the chance. I only wish that we could someday be together, maybe start a sweet romance. I saw that pretty little girl today. I can't believe I had a lot to say. Although we didn't get the chance to speak,
Shoes. Original lyrics by George Johnson, George V. Johnson, from Trenton, New Jersey. Give him a big hand and welcome him to the United States. A lot of people think that Charlie Parker wrote the song. Not true. Composed by Calvin Massey, now departed, trombonist and trumpet player. We're going to continue with another selection from our latest LP. Young ladies got it there. Hold it up there so they can see my beautiful picture on the cover. Don't look at that when you buy the record, though. Just listen to the music. We thought we'd record an old ballad for all of the nostalgia people who attended school some years ago, or for all of you people that didn't go to school, we're sorry about that. But everybody that went to school, you might know this song. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to see a lot of you went to school. In case we have some foreigners in the house not familiar with American music, the title of that tune was Don't Step on My Blue Suede Shoes and Bring Elvis Back Quick. We'd like to feature our drummer at this time, Mr. Fakushi. Very sensational drummer. We just made a joke when we said he was from Alabama. We just joking, he's really from Mississippi. But here we go. Fakushi Tanaka playing a little tune we call Fast and Freaky. Real fast, not recommended for fusion musicians. Thank you. Cushion, take a bow there. I never thought I'd live long enough to see a guy from Mississippi playing like that. Now, Melvin, we're going to play a little authentic jazz music at this time. Something you don't hear too much anymore.
Everybody's outside.